Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that many people in this country actually believe that if the election had gone a different way in November of 2020, that this invasion of Ukraine, which has become such a humanitarian disaster, horrible images today of a hospital hit in the town of a city of Mariupol, with hitting a maternity ward, a children's hospital, people buried in the rubble, part of an intensification of Russian atrocities. And with all that going on, there are people, sincere, I believe, honorable people, who say this never would have happened if Trump had been president. Because after all, he was president for 4 years. Putin had been eyeing Ukraine as a potential prize of war, certainly before that. So why didn't Putin invade Ukraine under Trump? And the answer that a number of Republicans come up with is because they knew that Trump was a strong, decisive, bold leader. And in contrast, they had seen Biden's feckless performance during the Afghan withdrawal. Is that the idea? Well, we spoke a couple of days ago about a very provocative and substantive piece in Politico.com in their magazine. And it's a piece by Jessica Pisano. She is an associate professor of politics at the New School in New York. She writes and teaches about contemporary and 20th century politics in Eastern Europe, very much including Ukraine. Professor Pisano, thanks for joining us on the Medved Show.
Mr. Medved, it's a pleasure to join you.
Well, thank you. You don't think that it's all persuasive to suggest that Trump's mere presence in the White House could have averted this disaster?
Well, let me start by saying that I understand the question, right? In some ways, you know, this is surprising to a lot of people. It wasn't surprising. The fact of the invasion wasn't that surprising to people who watch closely Ukrainian politics, although its ferocity certainly has been shocking. But I do understand why people are asking the question. I happen to think that there is something to the idea that Putin was not likely to do this while Trump was president. However, what is clear for those who watch the region is that this invasion and the idea that Ukraine should belong to Russia has been in the works for a very long time, and this was going to happen. I think it didn't happen during the Trump presidency because during the Trump presidency, there was a great deal of policy alignment between President Trump and President Putin over some key issues. And so in some ways, you know, the Trump presidency gave Vladimir Putin a period during which he could kind of, you know, relax about relationships with the United States and plan this war.
Okay, what are the areas of policy alignment? Because, again, that's shocking for people to hear. But what are the areas of policy alignment between Trump and Putin?
Yeah, I understand that it's sort of shocking to hear. At the same time, I think the facts have kind of been in front of us all along. Just as Putin's nature has been in front of us all along, it's just sometimes we don't want to see things that are right in front of our nose. So three areas that we can easily identify have to do with NATO, the sovereignty of Ukraine and its specifically its current governments, and then global democracy and sort of supporting institutions and people's belief in the legitimacy of elections. So in all of these three areas, Trump and Putin, you know, whether or not there's some, you know, relationship between them that resulted in this alignment, we can observe the alignment, right? So, you know, Putin, for obvious reasons, wanted to see a weaker NATO, argues that this is about NATO, although I don't know that there are many people who study this who think that that's what's really going on here. But so Putin and Trump were both very clear about wanting to see a weaker transatlantic alliance. Likewise, as far as the Ukrainian government is concerned, you know, Putin is really afraid of democratic revolutions and of democratic elections, especially in his neighborhood. His whole claim to power in Russia in some ways depends on the Russian people believing that democracy doesn't exist anywhere and that they shouldn't want it to. And so discrediting elections elsewhere is part of what he does. And the Zelensky government, you know, came to power in a landslide against an incumbent president and was conducted as a democratic election. And that's very threatening to Vladimir Putin. And so he's spent a lot of effort trying to undermine Zelensky, and now he's trying to destroy Zelensky's country. What we saw with President Trump, and of course we saw this discussion of this unfold during the first impeachment proceedings, which were, you know, some of this is confusing if you don't follow Ukrainian and Russian politics, but I think part of what was going on there when President Trump withheld previously approved military aid to Ukraine in order to get Zelensky to do us a favor, though, right, to get him to announce an investigation of Hunter Biden. You know, that, whether it was meant to or not, that very much would have undermined Zelensky if Zelensky had relented.
To get to the third point, Putin and Trump both have been engaged in basically saying that elections are rigged, that you can't trust them. That's been basically Trump's number one priority and message since he lost the election. But here's a question for you that I was wondering about when I read your provocative piece is, If you were Vladimir Putin and you were timing this attack in any way related to American politics, can you imagine if, say, he had launched this attack in December when there really was chaos in the whole American political system because of the challenging of the election and the refusal of Trump to concede? Wouldn't that have been a very difficult time for any president to try to respond to something like this invasion?
In December of this past winter?
Not this past winter, December of 2020, before Trump left office. In other words, it was so confusing, and America was so preoccupied with the back and forth about the charge of a stolen election, we never would have gotten this unified rallying in the United States that we got in February of 2022.
Okay, so very briefly, first of all, December would have been a very bad month to invade.
Because of the weather
conditions. So I don't see that as something that could have happened. Secondly, there are indications that Putin, you know, was not ready yet. He needed the time to ready his military for that. I wonder if I might leave your listeners with a question for those who, you know, still see Putin as a strong leader, still sort of believe some of the things that we hear from our former president. There's one thing I think Americans need to know about Vladimir Putin and his leadership, and that is that he is not evacuating wounded soldiers from the battlefield. And I think we need to ask, what kind of leader does that?
That which is an amazing thing to think about. We will be back with answers on that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences, too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Headline came flashing across my consciousness, and I cannot let it go. Sorry. We'll get back to Putin and leaving his remains of his dead troops on the battlefield. We'll get to that in just a moment. But headline, Biden will cancel $6.2 billion of student loans. I mean, really? Really? What about all those people? And including my family, including Jeremy and his family, including most of the people I know, who paid off our student loans. It's just outrageous. What do you do about the people who were good citizens and weren't in default? And this, in the midst of this crisis with Ukraine, he wants to... This is why he will not... And I really do not believe there is a realistic chance of Joe Biden winning a second term. Because to do this kind of cheap political pandering to the extreme and lunatic left, of just give away money, why? And the other thing is that it advantages people who go to college even more than they are advantaged by having had the benefit of college. And some of the people who are going to have their loans paid off never got that benefit because they never graduated. That's our crisis with higher education. Now, we'll talk about this tomorrow. But I do think for Jennifer Pisano, who wrote this piece, and she left us with the idea of what kind of leader is it who leaves his fallen troops on the battlefield? And what is that about? That one of the things that the Ukrainians have identified is these Russian convoys that are moving, thank God, very slowly in most places, into their country, are equipped with mobile crematoria. In other words, because they are not going to go to the additional trouble of transporting remains back home to Russia, they're just going to cremate them there on the location. And again, this is what we're dealing with Vladimir Putin. Today is International Women's Day. So to honor International Women's Day, why not hear a little bit of Vladimir Putin's speech for the occasion, and where he offered a special message to Russian women today, not to worry about those young people that he's ready to burn the remains. Here is what, in fact, the president of the Russian Federation had to say. Clip two.
I want to say this to mothers, wives, sisters, and girlfriends of our soldiers and officers in battle who are defending Russia in this special military or special operation. I understand how worried you must be about your loved ones. You should be proud of them, like the whole country is.
You should be proud of them because they're defending Russia. What are they defending Russia against? And by the way, don't you love the... we were listening before to some of Zelensky with a translator, and the translator is heavily accented. But this translator with the fine British accent speaking... Can we hear that again? Because, again, there are so many lies. It's about a 30-second clip. But there are like 15 lies in there. I'll listen again if we can.
I want to say this to mothers, wives, sisters, and girlfriends of our soldiers and officers in battle who are defending Russia in this special military operation.
Special.
I understand how worried you must be about your loved ones. You should be proud of them, like the whole country is.
Yeah, are you proud of bombing a maternity hospital, are you? You're proud of shooting at lines of elderly immigrants, migrants, refugees? Oh, you should be proud of them. And it is unreal. And then there's this, and same speech, honoring International Women's Day. Listen. Clip three.
I understand how you are worrying for your beloved ones. You may be as proud of them as the whole country is, and also worried for them. I emphasize that conscript soldiers are not participating in hostilities and will not participate in them, and there will be no additional call-up of reservists. Only military professionals are completing tasks. I'm sure they will firmly provide safety and peace for Russia's people.
Okay, this has been fact-checked. I don't know if they have something beyond Pants on Fire or Four Pinocchios, but there are no conscript soldiers. They're not seeing battle. Then why is it that nearly all of the POWs, all of the prisoners of war that have been taken by the Ukrainian freedom fighters, are in fact conscripts? And by the way, that he will not be calling up reserves? No one believes that is true. No one. No one. This is a very appropriate reaction. Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House, soon to be Speaker of the House if things go well in the fall, had this to say about Vladimir Putin. And he kind of clearly disagrees with President Trump. Here's Kevin McCarthy.
The former president has praised Vladimir Putin as very savvy and as genius. Do you agree with him?
I do not think anything savvy or genius about Putin. I think Putin is evil. I think he's a dictator. And I think he's murdering people right now.
Thank you for the clarity. And then he goes on to recall a story of one of his visits to Ukraine. Listen.
I went to Ukraine taking Republicans and Democrats a number of years ago. When I came back from that trip, I requested a meeting with then the Vice President of America, Joe Biden. I went to the Situation Room. And I advocated that we should sell them javelins based upon Russia had come into Ukraine before. They have no defense to be able to fight back. The uniqueness of Ukraine is they don't ask for American men or women to come fight for them. All they ask is to be able to supply the weapons that they can defend themselves, defend their own freedom. That administration said no. President Trump said yes. It gave him some ability. But I think the slowness of what has happened this year, and I've raised this to President Biden earlier in the year when he first communicated with Putin. I did not think sanctions would affect Putin. He's lived under sanctions for decades. I believe that you should have taken action to allow Ukraine to buy weapons early.
Look, he's certainly right about that. He's certainly right about that. And you know who understands that? Winston Churchill. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump told Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel on her Real America podcast that Russian President Vladimir Putin, as well as leaders of other nations, felt more powerful when they saw how badly the United States left Afghanistan.
I think when Putin and when Xi and when Kim Jong-un and when the Iranian leaders, I think they saw what happened in Afghanistan, and I think that gave them a new sense of power and dignity.
In the podcast, Trump said that Putin took over Georgia and Crimea when former President Barack Obama was in office, but he did not go after Ukraine when he was in office because we were very tough on Russia.
Four people died early this morning in a South Chicago suburb when an SUV hit a rail car of a moving freight train at a crossing and caught fire. The Dodge Durango struck the CSX train, killing the vehicle's four occupants. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved Show, Kevin McCarthy is entirely right about the failure of the Biden administration to provide weapons and backup for the and it actually goes back to the Obama administration, as he describes when he was talking with Joe Biden when he was vice president. And basically, what Zelensky has been asking for has been very Churchill-y, and he clearly wanted to echo Churchill speaking before the House of Commons, as he did. But on February 9th of 1941, obviously before America was in the war, and when Britain was standing alone, not quite alone in February of 1941. No, it was predominantly France had already fallen, of course, but he gave a very famous, amazing broadcast and speech that was asking for American aid and said, give us the tools and we will finish the job. And that, of course, applies directly to the situation for our allies, and it's not too much to call them that in Ukraine now, right now. Let us go to Dave calling in from Mexico. Dave, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Greetings from La Paz.
Well, thank you. Beautiful La Paz, the one at the tip of Baja California.
Yeah, 2 hours north of Cabo, where it's wow. About 75 degrees and just palm trees swaying.
Well, enjoy.
But, you know, I was listening to your last guest, and, you know, there's a frustration in myself and then many of my cohorts. And why, the question is why people aren't talking about China right now. And many of us believe that China is behind all of this and the provocation that that Putin has and his relationship with Putin. Many of us believe that Putin's just a puppet for Xi and doing his bidding. Because, you know, obviously as an economic power and a world power now, China is very, very aggressive and doing things behind the scenes and just smiling and just calling the shots on things. I watched the documentary on that Silk Road, and it was really shocking to me in their aggression in trying to dominate the economy of the world. And I don't know why, Michael, people don't talk about this more.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's right now, China, first of all, it's very different between trying to win economic domination and sending in troops. And Putin has done it four times. And I think it's very tough. He did it in the Donbass. He did it in Crimea. He did it in Georgia in 2008. And it's really tough to think that Xi would have anything really to gain in particular. And certainly the fact that the impact, the main impact, I think, historically of what this invasion is going to mean is the strengthening of NATO and the strengthening of the Western alliance. And that is something that does not work to Xi's advantage at all. And he, by the way, he's also got to be very unhappy about the election in South Korea today, where the pro-American, pro-Western, the People's Party, it's called, appears to have won.
But you know, Michael, a lot of people believe that Russia is nothing but a gas station for the world, and I believe that too. And when
yeah,
we talk about
most
what,
gas stations
what
don't have nukes.
Interest, pardon me.
Most gas stations don't have nukes.
That's true, but on the other hand, they could defend it with nukes because that's their resources. That's their GDP is oil, and
right.
You know the strategy behind all of this is so China can dominate that energy. I believe that because they don't have it. So
okay, but wait. There's no energy that I know of in Ukraine. Ukraine is not energy rich. In other words, what does China gain? Help me with this. Let's assume that this ends one way or another sometime in the next couple of months. What's the gain for China?
Well, they're just a part of the puzzle. You know, just watching this 10,000 kilometer road that they built into Germany to distribute their goods. It's a piece of the puzzle. And
so fit it into the puzzle. In other words, China has some clear goals. For one, they're not quiet about wanting to incorporate Taiwan back into the Chinese Empire as it once was in their conception of things. That I understand. I don't understand why China cares about Ukraine. It's never made any claims on Ukraine. You think China wants to rule Kyiv?
Well, I was in the well. That's where their government is. Because once their government is toppled, though, you know, this is when they can go ahead and claim the resources, you know, the spoils and so forth. But I was under the impression, correct me if I'm wrong, that Chechnya and those port areas are strategic points for areas like Russia for distribution of
oil.
Well,
they are for Russia, but China's very far removed. I think you're underestimating Vladimir Putin and how egomaniacal he is. He would not be likely to be used as a tool of anyone else because he is an autocrat. And by the way, it's something I've written about recently. It's going to be in Wall Street Journal coming up. He worships Tsar Peter the Great, who is his great hero. And this is not somebody who does anything other than for himself and for Mother Russia. And given the fact that there are not traditionally fraternal feelings between Chinese and Russians, this was Kissinger's great triumph in sort of splitting apart the two communist powers. And may it only happen again. I appreciate your call, and I think it's an interesting question. And it's just that I don't think that explaining Putin's decision to do this has anything to do with China. The ethnicity question, the question of whether being Ukrainian, you have your own language, you have your own culture, but are you really Russians at heart? That's Putin's basic line, is that Ukraine has no right to even exist. I appreciate your call, Dave. Have a great time in La Paz. You're looking at the way that the war is going. Well, there's this, a comment by a nuclear weapons expert named Joe Sorensione about what happens if Putin really is losing this war. This is clip 15.
If he is losing the war, the nuclear risks grow. The stakes for him become very high, and he may feel like a gambler at the table who's losing his hand. He's just going to bet the house. And Russian doctrine does allow for something called escalate to de-escalate, to use a nuclear weapon first to try to back off the West if they're losing in a conventional battle.
Now, would he use that against a military post? Would he use it against the civilian population?
Various options are laid out in Russian doctrine, and one is to use it against a military target. There's also speculation that you could do a demonstration shot, for example, in the Black Sea.
So fire from one of these facilities into the Black Sea to say, this is what I got, back off.
Yeah. Something to worry about. Something closer to home to worry about. A widespread illness that doesn't get a lot of attention. What is it? We'll be back to talk about that coming up on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Medved show, there are so many ironies in this world. A lot of people staying up at night worried about nuclear war, worried about what's going on in Ukraine. And March, it turns out, is World Sleep Month. And this segment is brought to you by MuteSnoring.com. I have the opportunity to speak about what is a genuinely growing national problem. With the sleep doctor, Dr. Michael Bruce, who is a double-certified, board-certified clinical psychologist and clinical sleep specialist. Okay, what causes people to snore at night, and why is it dangerous?
So it's a great question, and it's not something that I think a lot of people really know a lot about. So remember, snoring is a physical problem. So those unfortunate noisy sounds of snoring that occur as a result of a narrowing or an obstruction of your airway while you sleep. So when we sleep, remember, our muscles of the airway in particular, your nose, your mouth, your throat, they all relax, and the passages where your air flows, they become smaller. As air is moving through these narrowed passages, it can also oftentimes cause the soft tissue to vibrate, which causes the cadence and causes the snores. So basically, anything that narrows your airway is going to cause some level of snoring. That could be that you carry a lot of weight in your neck. That could be that you have a lot of sinus congestion. That could be that you have genetics from your Uncle Larry who snored. There's a whole host of reasons why people snore.
And for partners of people who snore, it says 39% of Americans who snore or live with someone who snores say their sleep is disrupted between 1 and 3 times each week. Does that have health consequences?
That's
generally correct.
And it's serious consequences for sure. And one of the things that's interesting about that particular piece of information is not only is their sleep disrupted, but it's been calculated that if you sleep next to a snoring bed partner, you lose approximately 1 hour of sleep each night. So if you're not in the bed for very long to begin with, because most of society is pretty sleep deprived, snoring literally makes the situation 10 times worse. Then if you couple on top of it daylight savings, which is this weekend where people lose an hour, it's a mess.
Okay, it's also a mess. It is true, is it not, that at times where the news is very worrisome, very uncertain, and people are sort of frightened of the world at large, that can have an impact on sleep as well, can it?
It can. We see a lot of worry having a big effect on sleep, but not really in the snoring department. That's really more in the insomnia department. However, if you're sleeping next to a snoring bed partner, we actually did a survey, and 21% of people who live with a snoring bed partner think that snoring is their most annoying trait. So if you're lying there upset with your bed partner for snoring, and you flip on the news to distract yourself, and all you hear is COVID this and, you know, Ukraine that, trust me, it is not a recipe for getting to bed.
Right. What are the, say, the two best proven ways to cut back on snoring?
Well, there's actually more than two. There's several that I think people can do right away. Number one, lose weight. 5% body fat loss will absolutely reduce snoring by about 30 decibels. So if you're 200 pounds, drop 10 pounds and see how your snoring works. Quitting smoking, if you're a smoker, absolutely will reduce snoring. We know that smoke actually irritates the esophageal walls and can be a big problem. The other big thing is to avoid alcohol within 3 to 4 hours of bedtime. Now, some people use alcohol to help them fall asleep. Believe it or not, it's the number one sleep aid in the world, and it's the worst one because not only does it proliferate snoring, but it knocks you out of deeper stages of sleep. Those are the physical restoration stages. So there's quite a few things that you can do just on your own. Personally, I got to be honest with you. I've done all of those things historically in the past, but I like to drink bourbon every once in a while, and I like to have one at night. So my wife always tells me, Michael, you need to go put your nose thingy in, otherwise you're sleeping on the sofa because you snore. So let me tell you what this nose thingy is that I've been using. It's called Mute Internal Nasal Dilator. So what it is it's these two small circles that go just inside your nostril, and they're attached with a small flange, and it actually physically opens up your nostrils to allow for more air in. So most people don't realize it, but if you put your head back and have some, your nostrils are not the same size. One might be longer than the other. One might be collapsed. You might have a deviated septum. All of those problems are no longer with this mute because it goes up inside your nose. Now, to be clear, it goes up inside your nose. Now, I want to also let people know in 30 seconds, you stop feeling it. I don't feel it at all. And to be really crazy, I actually keep it in the morning time after I wake up because I do my meditation and my breath work when I'm wearing it. And then I also wear it when I run, and I find that I run faster because I got more air coming in.
Well, if for more information, people can go to mutesnoring.com. That's mutesnoring.com. And we'll have a link up at the Michael Medved Show. This deserves more conversation because obviously it's one of those things that I think everybody listening to us could get and benefit from some more sleep. Thanks to Dr. Michael Bruce for joining us. And for more information, people can find mutesnoring.com. There it is. Again, there's that expression that people use, and I think it's very appropriate, first world problems. You think about what people are going through in Ukraine right now. And snoring can be a problem, insomnia can be a problem, sleep irregularity can be a problem, but if you're being menaced and threatened with death and the destruction of everything you've built in a lifetime, that's very serious in waking hours. There's a piece in the New York Times that's actually very touching about relief efforts underway in Chisinau, which is also known as Chisinau. It's the central city, primary city in Moldova, which could be the next former Soviet Socialist Republic that Putin attacks. But Naftali Bennett, the Prime Minister of Israel, went there. And he went there to talk to officials. Right now, there are some 20,000 Ukrainians who are passing through Moldova who are being rescued, literally, and transported to Israel. And many of them are Jewish. And not all of them. At least half the people that the chief rabbi of Moldova was sending to Israel by bus to Romania via that way. He says, we're making every effort to help every human. We're not checking, said Rabbi Zaltzman. And it's just very touching because this city, Chisinau, was the site of a horrible pogrom in 1903. Was one of those things, news of that pogrom, that actually drove my grandfather to decide to leave Ukraine literally a year later. History turns around, and now the prime minister of an independent Israel can be there to help people who need it, Jewish and not. When it comes to help, you sometimes have movies that you need some help to avoid. listen to this.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Ezra Miller portrays a cult-like misogynist leader who's trying to rally men, while the avenging women who confront him, led by Vanessa Hudgens and others, are supposed to be the good guys, or gals, in the dark melodramatic message movie Asking for It, now playing in theaters.
There's some feminists who want to attack my event.
The violence, you know it's going to come back to you, it always does.
Remember, boys, be nice.
But there's nothing nice or even vaguely entertaining about this truly wretched waste of celluloid. No, really, I hated it. With its focus on a sweet small-town waitress played by Kiersey Clemons, who's drugged and raped and then joins a group of truly thuggish female Avengers. None of it's convincing for a moment, and the performances are truly embarrassing. Rated R for garbage trucks full of tough language, brutal sexuality, and lots of old-fashioned violence. One violence. One star for asking for it that will leave you asking why. And we will have better movies next time, I'm hoping, and assume we will. Because they're out there, you just have to sort through. And sorting through things, one of the leaders, if there ever is any bipartisanship that will take place in Congress, it's going to involve people like the House Armed Services Committee Chair, Adam Smith, a Democrat, but very pro-Ukraine and very pro-defense. We'll be speaking to him tomorrow. Also, we'll be talking about this decision, inexplicable to me, by Biden to cancel $6.2 billion of student loans. And an exploration by Christopher Ruffo on Rufo on social justice lingerie. The new enlightenment of Victoria's Secret in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.